let's take a deep dive into Scripture with Father John Wargle and Danny Gallagher. During each episode, we'll be sharing our insights about the Bible passages presented on a related post on Father John's website, ancienthopes.org. To find the post we're discussing, go to the ancienthopes.org website and search for the title of this podcast using the search box on that page. Our discussions on this show will follow the posts listed on the ancienthopes.org website. Here are your hosts for our deep dive into Scripture today, Danny and Father John. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Deep Dive into Scripture podcast and radio show. I'm Danny Gallagher, and I'm in the studio here today with Father John Wargle. Welcome back, Father John.
Good morning.
It is a good morning. The weather outside's not that great today. I'm kind of disappointed. I got a bunch of outdoor stuff to do today, but we're here today to talk about what happens with Noah. This is called Babel. The culmination of the fall.
Right. This is a little story. Of course, we had what we talked about last week, that little story about Noah, which we had so much fun with, right?
Yes, right.
Well, this is another little story, okay? But this story is placed in the narrative structure as a conclusion to the fall, okay? We usually think of the fall being the temptation narrative in Genesis 3, verses 1 through 7. Mm-hmm. But that really is only the beginning of it, because remember we talked about Cain and how everything's got really bad, you know?
Right. Everything flowed from that, of course. Yeah. And good things happen, bad things happen, and then we move on to the story of Noah after a lot
The flood where God brings judgment, okay?
Yes.
Those are called the what? The antediluvians before flood, right?
How did I not remember that?
All the way to then. And then we're kind of like in the post-diluvian era now.
Yes.
And we saw that even though God started again with Noah as a first man, that things weren't perfect, right? Okay,
right.
We talked about all the complexities of that narrative of Noah drunk in his tent, right?
Right, sure, yeah.
And we saw all the parallels with Adam, and we see, well, this is another fall, isn't it, right?
Yeah, sure, of course, yeah.
Right. And so now what happens after that? Well, this story is bringing it all together of what evil is happening, okay? Evil grew in the antediluvian world. Now it's progressing in the post-diluvian world.
Right, it's like it's never going to, well... It continues today, right? So this is just sort of the continuation of the way that evil is in the world and
That
evil is in men's hearts after the fall.
Right.
It's just this continuation.
And when evil gets to a certain place, there's always judgment. And as God judged the antediluvians with the flood, now he is going to judge the post-diluvians at the Tower of Babel.
Right.
Okay.
So they start building this tower because they want to make a name for themselves.
That's right. Right. And where have we seen that before? We saw that with the antediluvians.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We saw that with these were men of renown, men of fame that were remembered for their exploits, not only, you know, evil exploits, right?
So in the same way that Adam's children, Adam and Eve's children, did bad things and brought evil into the world, more evil into the world. The same thing is just happening here.
And to make a name for yourself, I mean, this name motif is a big deal. We're going to talk more about that when we get to Abraham,
okay?
Because there he promises that he's going to give him a great name, which is contrast to Tower of Babel and also contrasted with the antediluvians. We all are made in the imago Dei, and because of that, we do seek renown. Name is, and you know, the shame is the Hebrew word, which is fame, okay? We want to be made known, okay? This is part of us. To sink into obscurity It's not what we're made for.
Right. Yes, okay. Of course. Yeah.
So there's a bright side, a dark side to that motif. And these guys are doing the dark side, right?
Right. Yeah.
Let us make it, we'll be autonomous like Eve. It's really the sin of Eve. Let us be autonomous. Let us make a name for ourselves. And let's make a city and a tower.
Yeah. Okay. And you just wonder, I was thinking when I was reading the story again, I thought to myself, do they have a desire to separate themselves from God in this way? Are they doing this on purpose? Kind of like, but Eve, I don't think she even knew right away that, well, while she was doing it, that she was separating herself from God. So I was wondering, do these folks who are building this tower to make a name for themselves and not be scattered all over the earth, are they doing the same thing? Do they know?
It's hubris. It's arrogance. Okay. It's like this discounting God. We are intentionally doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, man, that's what we do. We built, you know, big cities, okay? And we even built big cities with towers, right? Back in the day, if you looked at any city in the Western world, you would see church spires that always pointing up to God.
Yeah.
Right? That's what a spire does.
Mm-hmm.
Is it's pointing up to God that there's something bigger and greater than this, you know? Well, you know, we got the technology. That's an important thing. We talked about technology before with the antediluvians and where it got them, right?
Right, yeah.
Now we have city builders as well. But, you know, in our culture, you know, it's the great skyscrapers. Okay? Mm-hmm. So now, I mean, you can't even find St. Patrick's Cathedral
right.
in New York
where it
City.
Used to be the tallest.
Yeah, right. You know, you can't even find it, right?
Yeah, right.
Because, you know, there are the towers of power, okay? Mm-hmm. Which
Empire State Building.
Well, Empire State Building, but also the trade mm-hmm. towers. And that was highly symbolic, okay, when they destroyed that. Because in the mind of the terrorist, this is where idolatry happens. This is where the big banking is. This is where people worship. This is the true temple of the Western world.
Yeah.
And they're not far off.
Yes, right, of course. Yeah, yeah.
And so they struck at the heart of our religion in the West. You know, mm-hmm. what's the business of America?
Yeah.
It's business.
Right. Okay? Finance, high finance.
Right. Yeah, right. You know, and so there's an arrogance there. We might not notice it, but we build these things, you know, and proud of them and to reach the heavens. Okay. So this is what's happening there. And if you lived in the ancient world, you wouldn't be thinking about, you know, skyscrapers, but they would have been very, very impressed in the alluvial plain of Sumer, okay, mm-hmm. where civilization began.
Right.
And since there was no mountain there, they had to build their own. So they built these massive ziggurats. A lot of it standing today,
yeah,
okay?
Sure.
And it's not like the pyramids of Egypt, which, you know, because of the climate and because of how they built it, I mean, what we see is what Abraham saw when he went to Egypt, right?
Yes,
I mean,
right.
It's still preserved.
Mm-hmm.
So these are impressive, okay? It really entered the mind of the people. But what it really was is a cosmic mountain, okay? What I mean by that, it's a magic mountain. It's kind of like what they would say, the navel of the earth. It is the underneath the foundations of this tower would have, in their minds, been connected with the underworld and the gods of the underworld, right?
Ah, okay.
Okay, and then the level, okay, of the plane, it would be the nature gods and vegetation deities and earth gods. And then let us build it. So it goes into the heavens, right?
To be
that would be the sky gods,
right? Yeah.
And so this would be a place, magic, where the gods of the underworld and of the upper world would be intercourse in the sense that they could go through this magic place, very powerful.
Yeah.
And as such, those who control the mountain would really have access to the powers of the gods.
Right, sure, yeah.
Right?
You're listening to the Deep Dive into Scripture radio show and podcast with your hosts, Danny Gallagher and Father John Wargle. The text that we're discussing can be found on the ancienthopes.org website. Then use the search box to find the post with the same title as this podcast. Let's get back to our show with Danny and Father John.
this magic place, very powerful.
Yeah.
And as such, those who control the mountain would really have access to the powers of the gods.
Right, sure, yeah.
Right? So that's what's behind this whole thing.
Wow.
Okay.
That's pretty deep. That's way deeper than, we're going to build a tower.
Yeah, well, let's say like a kid's going to the backyard, let's make it.
Right.
Right. Yeah. No, so you can see that's religious.
Mm-hmm.
And humans are very religious, no matter who you are, even today, you know. I don't know about atheists, but that's kind of a religion in itself, you know.
Sure, yeah.
But even agnostic people or whatever, I mean, people are superstitious, people are religious. They have their own thoughts about God in the spiritual world. They have their own thoughts about their own interiors in some way, shape, or form, maybe, you know. So, well, that's what we have here. And then a city would be the world system.
Mm-hmm.
Cities are not really viewed positively in ancient Israel. Actually, we had the same dynamic in U.S. history, okay, in the South.
Right.
Cities and commerce, and, you know, you had Jefferson in the South, and, you know, you had Alexander Hamilton in the North, and even though Hamilton got shot mm-hmm. by Aaron Burr, who was the grandson of Jonathan Edwards, a Puritan, well, that's a very interesting thing in itself. We don't need to get into that.
Yeah.
But even though Hamilton got shot, Hamilton won, because in the Civil War, Hamilton beat Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jefferson was very skeptical of cities. Okay. And in the same way, because cities can become, you know, when you get humans together, you get a conglomerate of sinful humans together, and it doesn't always bring out the best, right?
Yeah. Not usually.
But, you know, culture is high, though. There's a lot of artistic expression. We talked about that before with the antediluvians. And we'll talk about it more next week, because we're going to be talking some interesting things as we come to kind of conclude both the whole primeval history, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It also seems that people of that time, a long time ago, Abraham's time or Noah's time, they were wanderers. And so I think there were just a lot of them who were shepherds or moving nomads. And so cities
Abraham,
to them, they wouldn't have been any good at all.
That's right. They're Arameans from Abraham's stock, which we'll talk about really soon. They were herdsmen, nomadic or semi-nomadic. Okay. And so they think very differently than those who are planted in cities.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah. I'm sure that they would have looked at the cities as being a place of evil, you know, where just bad things happen. And it made more sense for them to stay away from those places.
But, you know, that's the attitude in the U.S. I mean, if you look at the blue states and the red states, in the red states, they look at the cities, they see that they're an absolute, complete, corrupted mess.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're dirty. They're
right. You know, farm living is a life for me, right?
Oh boy, I remember that show.
Right,
Greenacres.
So this is these speak of human experiences that, you know, go. They're just so human and transcend time.
Yes, right.
Okay, so anyways, it's the world system. Okay, and then we've got the structure, the narrative, and it's chiastic. Remember we talked about the chiasm?
Right, yeah, I really liked that in the writing that you did on your ancienthopes.org post. Yeah.
And so this is a short chiasm, but it's you got two panels, you know, A, B, C, D, all the way up to G, which is in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that the middle is always emphatic, right?
Yeah.
And going from A to G is the complication. Okay, here's the problem. Okay, these people are building this city, okay? And it's in defiance of God. Defiance of going out and doing his will to spread out into the earth. Rather than that, they're coming together.
Right. So they didn't feel like they didn't feel like they wanted to be scattered across the earth.
That's what
God asked them to do.
Yeah, that's fear, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. So they're motivated by fear. So that's a complication. Then from G all the way through the primes, A prime, remember the parallels are called primes.
Yep.
They're not exactly parallel, but they say the exact same things, but the ideas are parallel, right?
Yeah.
So We've got what's called the denouement, what God does about it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so everything builds up. I mean, it's so important, because let us build, you know. It's such a huge motif in scripture of building, okay? And especially built with hands.
Okay.
As opposed to the building that God builds without hands.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because it's God's work. And so we're going to come back to that time and time again as we go through scripture.
Right, right? So man's work, of course,
man's work as
is
opposed
built with
to
hands.
God's
yeah,
work,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And of course, it's made out of mud, bricks. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not, you know, real, all that sophisticated, right?
Yeah, sure.
Although the Empire State Building, someone told me that you know, how many millions and millions and millions of...
Yeah, how many millions of tons of steel.
And it's made all out of, you know, bricks,
yeah.
mud, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
It's still standing after 100 years, so...
Yeah. Pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, anyways, so G is the center, okay? It says, and the Lord bent down to see. Okay, that word in the Hebrew is almost like, you know, this is such a big project to the ants down there, you know.
Yeah,
but God's
right. got
to bend over, so to speak, and it fix his eyes on this thing because it's so small.
Okay. Get out his magnifying glass. What the heck are you all doing down there? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's the idea here, you know. And so... come, let us come down. Okay, you know, that us is the plural of deliberation. Okay, it doesn't mean that it's speaking as a trinity. We saw that in Genesis 1, let us make God in his image. Okay,
right.
It's kind of like Isaiah chapter 6. Who shall we send and who will go for us?
Ah.
Okay, it's kind of, it's a literary construction. Okay, it's a plural deliberation. After all, we see that the Babylonians said, come on, let us make, you know, so
right,
it's the same,
right.
the same sort of thing, you know, the plural deliberation. So,
us can just mean a singular person.
Right. Yeah. Right. And in the Hebrew mind this time, God would have been considered to be the supreme deity, right? At this early time, they may have understood spirit beings as minor deities.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So
And also in Old Testament, God is really never by himself. When he comes into the spiritual realm, he has a council, right?
Mm.
And so that first person plural may have echoes of this divine council.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
Right.
So that would have been their idea. And that's sort
yeah,
of why it was
yeah.
written
we
that
the,
way.
We
yeah.
see a divine counsel in the prophets.
Yeah.
And, but we'll get into that later, okay? So anyways, that's what's going on here.
So let us bend down and take a look at the ants.
Yeah,
here's what the ants are doing,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, we have to bend down to see what this...
And then after that G line in this chiastic
right.
method,
right.
Then it starts resolving itself.
Exactly.
Right,
until
yeah.
you get the A prime. Babel, okay, is kind of like a pun, okay, because in the Babylonian, it means the gates.
Okay.
Gates, like this is the gates of a great city, right?
Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But in the Hebrew idiom, it's confusion.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Interesting.
So,
yeah.
To the Babylonians, Babel is, you know, this great city with great gates. To the Hebrews, it is confusion. And so in the A prime, you have the Lord confused the languages, which parallels the A. Now the earth had one language. Now it's all diverse. And God's forcing them by their language and culture and race and all that stuff to go out, you know, and to spread, to do his will, spread out the world.
Yeah.
Right. But this is also part of the fall because we see that it is a breaking down of the unity, in a sense, okay, because now humans are in conflict with one another.
Right, yeah.
And the racial tensions, cultural tensions, that's what we have.
Yeah, as soon as they can't understand each other, then it just seems like, one, they're going to separate themselves from each other, and two, they're going to think that those other guys are not as good as us.
Exactly. So. I mean, you're married. You know how hard it is to communicate with your wife.
Yeah,
who
like
knows
we're speaking
language.
Two different languages sometimes.
Right,
yeah.
right. It's that hard, but when you know, so.
Yes.
So that's, and nations tend to come together in the Bible only for one reason, like in Psalm 2.
Mm-hmm.
and rebelling against God. It's kind of like we have this common enemy. I mean, I hate you. You know, but well, we got this common enemy, God. So let's, you know.
Yeah, let's get together.
Yeah, right. So that's that nation's motif in the scripture from here on out is the scattering, the wars, all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And if they come together, it's only for a bad purpose.
Right. Okay. Cool. So anything else to say about the Tower of Babel?
I guess we got it.
This is the end of the big fall kind of narrative.
This is the conclusion, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then from here on out, in contrast to Babel, we've got God's call out of Ur, out of this bed of civilization that's in rebellion against God.
Yeah, yeah.
And God calls him out. We'll talk more about that next week.
Great. Okay, well, thanks a lot for coming in.
God bless. Bye.
See you next time on Deep Dive into Scripture. Thanks for listening. Please go to AncientHopes.org and the Books of the Bible links on that page for related posts from Father John. You can find more episodes of this show on the WSJF podcast server or on the Apple and Spotify podcast services. See you next time when we take another deep dive into Scripture. Don't forget this week to open that Bible and dive right in.